Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Executive Consultant, Coach, and Advisor. And our subject today is lubricating serendipity. Many executives I work with say they wish they would have been consulted more often. They would like to see people approaching them about issues, and not just their team, but peer executives, the CEO, and so forth. They would like to be there. They would like to be advised so that they would know and be apprised of what's going on. They would like to have more serendipity going on because they feel like they don't need to do anything specific, but if only they were told about X, they would have had something to do about it. So, for example, had only the CEO told me that this thing was weighing down on him and was contemplating what to do about it when it comes to the roadmap, even though it's not entirely within the purview of that specific executive, he would have had something to do with it. He could have helped. But alas, he only found out about it when it was too late. How can you increase the chances of this kind of serendipity going on? How can you make it so you will be involved when your involvement might be useful? And I have a very simple trick here when it comes to creating that. And that is, in order to lubricate that specific part of serendipity, you need to be creating more friction. By that I mean that you should be ongoingly, continuously talking to your fellow peers and creating an ongoing relationship throughout your role. You cannot expect that people would, out of the blue, approach you with a question when they are not used to communicating with you and sharing issues with you. That is simply not the way humans and relationships work. If I do not already have established a good relationship with you, I'm not likely to come up to you when I have something that I'm uncertain of that might require some trust, or if simply I even feel like I'm harassing you. Especially for executives, the calendar is problematic. You might always seem to be busy, right? Because I'm assuming you're doing something. It's not like you have a bunch of free time to do whatever you want. And so people might not approach you because they don't talk to you as often as they should. You seem busy and no one wants to come up and use someone else's time just to ask a question, especially again when it comes to executives. So what can you do about it? The added friction means that you need to be regularly communicating and sharing with those important people in the company. You most likely already have ongoing one-on-ones with your direct reports. I hope that you have those happening every week or 2 weeks, whatever, but happening every time. Even though you might not have anything very thrilling to talk about, you still hold them. But what I see time and again is that this does not seem to apply when people are thinking about one-on-ones with their peers. You might have a recurring meeting in your calendar and you might not, but even if you do, I see too many people that just cancel them whenever the agenda doesn't seem to be worth it. And the issue is that might mean that you can go for a month or two without actually talking with your peers other than meeting in meetings. You have to make sure that you have that one-on-one time with your peers so that you will create trust, establish rapport, and be able to understand what they are going through and increase the chances of the serendipity we're looking for. Just as one-on-ones with your direct reports establish a platform for them to speak up to you because you already had that time, you're gonna be sitting together in a room or in a Zoom, you might as well speak up. The same applies here. So create those one-on-ones to regularly communicate with your fellow peers in the company. And I know your time is short. If you cannot find the time for these, check out my episode about the calendar reset. I have a link in the show notes. But bottom line is, I assure you, you can find the time. This is important enough And you do not need to fill, for example, the entire 30 minutes every time if you don't have a lot of stuff to talk about. But still, meet even for just 10 minutes to shoot the breeze, chit-chat a bit, and see what's going on. By that, increased friction, and by friction I mean that you will be seeing them, you will be rubbing elbows more often, you will be in the way, you will so increase the chances of serendipity happening. Because luck comes to those who prepare for it. You have to establish what will eventually create the opportunities you're looking for. Just sitting in your room and thinking, why am I not being involved, will not change a thing. Friction is the lubricant you're looking for here. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you haven't yet, I urge you to subscribe to the best tech executive newsletter online. The link is in the show notes. Thank you and talk soon.